This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Fed says thanks to the coronavirus, the U.S. economy is in a full-fledged and very deep recession. James Powell adding,
deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast speech yesterday, Powell said the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage, but he urged Congress to seriously consider additional fiscal support. President Trump heads to the battleground state of Pennsylvania today to visit a medical supply business in Allentown. Trump expected to promote his call to start reopening the United States, though public health officials have been warning that moving to reopen too quickly could prompt the deadly new wave of coronavirus. The FBI serving a search warrant at Senate Intel Chairman Richard Burr's home yesterday as they investigate him for possible insider trading. And this is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
An AARP official is calling the tens of thousands of nursing home deaths nationwide from the coronavirus pandemic appalling. The New York Times is reporting more than 28,000 residents and workers at nursing homes across the nation have died. Elaine Ryan of AARP says some of those deaths were avoidable. The group's VP of Government Affairs saying there's a desperate need for many changes at nursing homes, including that all staff have mandatory access to personal protective equipment. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case against Flynn. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take the plea back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee holding a hearing yesterday as it looks into broadband internet access and capabilities during the coronavirus pandemic. On Capitol Hill, Chairman Roger Wicker said more Americans are relying on their internet connections during this time than ever before, and enhancing security should be a top priority of the committee.
There is still significant work that needs to be done to get every American connected. The current public health crisis has made these efforts all the more urgent.
Coronavirus can stay in the air for 8 minutes after someone speaks, and that's enough time to be inhaled and possibly infect someone. It's according to a new study from the National Institutes of Health and the University of Pennsylvania, finding that people infected only need to talk for 1 minute to create enough droplets to linger for more than 8 minutes. Two more national parks are reopening. The Grand Canyon in Arizona will start welcoming visitors again to the South Rim tomorrow. Many areas will stay closed, though, including most of the hiking trails. Yellowstone National Park also reopening the south and east entrances on Monday. And Starbucks would like its landlords to ease up on rent after being forced to shut down during the pandemic. The CEO has sent a letter to corporate landlords asking for lower rates for at least the next year. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, more than ever, with all that's been going on in these last, 8, 9 weeks, we need to get serious about getting this country back on track. And Mark Meckler joins us now, the president of Citizens for Self-Governance and the Convention of the States. Mark, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Good to be with you. Couldn't agree more. Time to get back on track.
Well, and I was thinking about this last night in preparation for our conversation this morning. You have been the vanguard of the Convention of the States movement and keeping it up front and very personal here. And I think looking at what's happening in our government, you know, the collusion, the corruption that's being exposed, what has been perpetrated on the everyday American citizen with this, with some of these draconian measures across the country. Mark, we've got to take our country back.
Yeah, we do, and we have to do it at all levels. And as you know, the Convention of States project has been about taking power away from the federal government and giving it back to the states. And I often get asked the question, well, aren't the states just as bad? And the answer is, yeah, in a lot of ways they are, and we're certainly seeing that right now. We're seeing governors overreach and even municipalities overreach, do things that are unconstitutional, or at the very least unconscionable. And so it is time for the American people to step up and at all levels take their power back from government.
Well, but the fact of the matter is, and I understand people saying, well, you know, as the states are, and of course we've got a display of, roughly 9 blue state governors that are, you know, kind of lost their minds here in certain draconian measures that they've taken. But look, at they're local. And that can be dealt with at a local level. And you're going to see when these elections for these governors come up, I don't think they're going to get reelected. I mean, I would be shocked if they got reelected. But that's the way the local level and pressure works. And that's where the whole dynamism of we the people really comes into play, does it not?
Yeah, that's exactly the power mechanism we're looking for. People have the most power at the local and state level. You can go down to the Capitol. You can walk into your state legislator's office. You can usually talk to them, even if you don't have an appointment. If they're available, they'll meet with you. The same is not true in a congressman's office or a senator's office. You're never going to know those people. You're really likely never to get a chance to talk to them. And it's very difficult to unelect them or elect them. But at the state level, at the municipal level, that's where we have the power. So it's so important that we take the power away from Washington, D.C., and give it back to folks at the local level.
Are you telling me that if I go and try to visit with Nancy Pelosi, she's not going to open up her refrigerator and share some ice cream with me?
I have personal experience with that. This goes back quite a few years, but I went there. I was in Washington, D.C. I went to the House of Representatives. I sat in Nancy Pelosi's office for about 6 hours without getting a chance to see her.
6 hours? Wow.
Yeah, on that. I did not have an appointment, to be fair. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be open about it. But I sat there and said, you know, I'll wait. And she's not available. Then they told me she's not in the office. But I could actually see her walking around occasionally. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, I was somebody that she just didn't want to talk to. So she just didn't.
See, little did you know, she had a body double, you know. That's all. Breaking news here right now on Bill Martinez Live with Mark Meckler. Mark, the news this morning, over 36 million unemployed American citizens today. That is just totally heartbreaking. I mean, we have got to get this country back into motion again, and probably of those 36 million that are unemployed, I mean, we're probably going to look a year down the road, and some of those jobs are just gone forever, and people in this gig economy and all this other opportunity that's coming about as a result of COVID-19, they're going to have to be looking at being creative and new assignments, possibly.
Yeah, look, I think the numbers are much, much worse than that, because when you talk about people who are partially furloughed on part-time hours and things like that, I bet you the number's up by 60, 70 million. And so people are really hurting. This is what frustrates me so much, is you get these people talking about the health problems, you know, of COVID-19, of the virus. There are real serious problems taking place in this country that nobody's acknowledging. Depression is up. Suicide is up. I guarantee you, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but we're going to see a spike in child abuse, spousal abuse, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. There's a mental health crisis coming to this country, the proportion of which we've never seen, and it seems like most of these politicians don't know or don't care about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the dynamic tension that is represented by President Trump on one end and Dr. Fauci on the other. And when you break this down, again, I don't, you know, let's make sure that we're addressing this in an appropriate way. Nobody's talking about opening the country and risking everybody's life. I mean, you know, the everyday citizen is smarter than that. We're risk averse. We know how to handle. We know every day when we leave the front door of our homes, risk enters into our life. And we make appropriate choices and decisions to make sure as much as possible that we're back home at the end of the day, and we're enjoying our families again. You know, it's not like all of a sudden we're going to lose our skulls and go be stupid and start, high-fiving and hugging people and, you know, violating 6 feet of social distancing and all that good stuff. But to hear, you know, Dr. Fauci and to hear some of these doctors who, you know, I always think it's quite interesting. I don't know about you, Mark, but there's a reason that they call medicine a practice. It's not an exact science. And we,
you know, it's funny, I liken it to my profession. I'm a lawyer by training. I don't practice anymore, but it's always called a practice. It's a practice the day you get out of law school, and it's a practice the day you stop practicing. Mm-hmm. And there are no solid answers. And the same is true, especially with all these epidemiologists talking about how the virus is going to progress. They're talking about future. Nobody knows the future except God. Mm-hmm. These guys are projecting their future, and then they are expecting to be treated a lot like God. In other words, if I say the way to fix this is do X, they expect you to do X.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I call the tyranny of the experts.
We should
listen to them. Just like if you have a lawyer, you should listen to your lawyer, but you shouldn't necessarily take their advice. You take that in, you put it, mix it with your common sense, a little bit of critical thinking, your worldly experience, you make your own decisions.
Well, and I want to know whether if it's a lawyer or a doctor, what their batting average is. I mean, if I'm talking to a brain surgeon and he's killing out of nine out of 10 people, I probably don't want to have a long conversation with him. And I'm definitely going to, you know, not walk but run to a second opinion. And, you know, a little bit about what's happened here because of the fear measure brought on by the Democratic resistance, the mainstream media, and those globalists. And, you know, okay, let's throw the Chinese and World Health Organization into the mix as well, is that we took information from a body, a scientific body, that has already been proven to be, you know, goofy. I mean, they're the ones that said that global warming was going to overcome the world, and that about, I don't know, a fourth of it was going to be underwater and half the population was going to be destroyed, I think about 10, 12 years ago. Well, that didn't happen. So what does that say about their credibility? But, oh, let's let them live another day. And now, in the name of COVID-19, they come and scare the holy what-have-you out of this country, convince the president we should shut everything down. And as you say, you know, rightly so, we've put everyday citizens at risk for increased suicide, domestic abuse, all kinds of mental impairment that, you know, I don't know how we escape this, Mark, because I think the ball's already in motion.
Yeah, the escape is the American people. They set us free to do what we know how to do. Be creative, be entrepreneurial, be hardworking. Just leave us alone and let us get back to what we know how to do. The government's not going to fix the problem. It's going to be up to us to fix the problem.
Last time I checked, does the government create anything?
No wealth creation, no product creation, no creation at all. They only take from us.
Okay, I just wanted to double check and see, make sure my notes were still solid on that. Mark Meckler, President of Citizens for Self-Governance, continues with us. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Package is started at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'll tell you, whether it's draconian governors trying to shut the mouths of people, as Mark was saying before, you know, big tech, these big government acolytes, these globalists and that, it's a resistance, and it's never ending. It's almost, Mark, it's like the law of gravity. I mean, you know, here it is, you know, we were just talking about the, you know, the movement that you've been involved in, which is so important if we're going to get our country back on track, and that is the Convention of the States, which is our remedy to pull back on this runaway government that is, you know, continues to get us in debt. I mean, probably after the dust settles here, I mean, we could be looking at $30 trillion in debt. I mean, and not to mention the other trillions of dollars that were, you know, feathered in quantitative easing that was done under the Obama regime. I mean, we've got serious trouble on the horizon here in River City unless we do something about this. But these big government types are doing everything they can to shut the mouths of reasonable people, whether it is, you know, you've got a big protest going on tomorrow in Pennsylvania, Open Pennsylvania. Governor Wolf there is out of his mind. And there is a huge movement. They got celebrities, you know, top local officials. President Trump's going there today, I think, to kind of warm up the crowd for tomorrow's State Capitol Steps event that's going to take place at 12 noon there, this mass protest against this Pennsylvania shutdown. But this is going on across the country in these draconian states, these blue states specifically, that feel like, you know, America is just not big enough. You know, we're just not smart enough to protect ourselves and protect our families. That thank God they're around to save the day for us, right?
Yeah, you know, didn't Ronald Reagan say the scariest words you can hear? I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Right.
And I think that's so true. And what's going on, you're right, Governor Wolf now behaving as one of the worst in the nation, saying that people who were protesting, people who are objecting to being locked in their homes are cowards. He literally called them cowards. Business owners who want to open their businesses, right, who want their families to be able to survive are cowards. That's Governor Wolf. You have Governor Whitmer telling people they can't get into boats in Michigan and California. You have Governor Newsom's. The UC system, the largest college system in the United States of America, just announced that they won't be open in the fall. They will not have in-person classes. And so what's happening is people are rising up all over the country. They're doing what they should do, in my opinion.
Yes.
They're committing civil disobedience. They're not going to take it anymore. Most of these protests, by the way, according to these governors, are not legal. Friends of mine in San Diego and Huntington Beach are hosting huge protests this weekend. So it's happening everywhere. Part of the problem is, though, we have these tech oligarchs clamping down on them. Facebook just shut down the largest of these groups, which was called Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine. They had over 400,000 people in their group. They were erased from the Internet 2 days night before last. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed on my podcast, The Mark Meckler Show, I interviewed Garrett Saldano, the leader of that movement there in Michigan. They're not daunted. They're undaunted, mm-hmm. Bill. They're going to go on. They're going to keep fighting. The folks in Pennsylvania, we support all of them through Open the States. If folks want to know what's going on in their own state anywhere, just go to openthestates.com. They can look up their state, look up all the groups that are involved there. This is going to take literally the American people taking to the streets to end this madness.
Exactly. Well, as I said, the resistance continues, and you and I, when we first met, was shortly after the antics of one Lois Lerner. And I've maintained, as you and I have discussed, what the IRS and Barack Obama did during that period of time is probably affect the voting cycles. I'd say at least 6 to 8 voting cycles by shutting down Tea Party and conservative groups. And to this day, we still have not made these different businesses whole, but it really took the wind out of the sail during that period of time. And, you know, here we are, we're worried about ballot harvesting and expanding the voting cycles, Russian collusion and all this stuff. But the diabolical crud that has been happening within our own borders by party officials, by the President of the United States, for goodness sakes, has been going on. And America's got to quit shrugging. You know, we can't be like Atlas Shrugged here. We have got to take a stand. There's got to be a line in the sand somewhere, Mark.
Well, the rule of law is at stake. I mean, we've talked about, you and I off the air, the Kelly situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable. General Kelly, absolutely set up by the highest levels of law enforcement in the United States of America. now looks like it went into the office of the
president. Oh, you're talking General Flynn.
Oh, sorry, General Flynn. And we're looking at this. General Flynn was railroaded. He was forced into a confession. They ruined his life. They broke him financially. And now it appears that the president knew about it. We actually now know it.
We're talking about President Obama, not to be confused with President Trump.
President Obama knew about it. Vice President Biden knew about it at the time. They were involved in this, using law enforcement to railroad a general to get him in trouble so that they could chase him out of office and ruin his life. I mean, this is the highest level corruption of the rule of law that we could possibly have in the United States of America.
Why would we think any different? I mean, this is the same president that was involved in Fast and Furious, Benghazi. I mean, let's just go down the list. And though he tells everybody, well, we've been a scandal-free administration. Like, what are you thinking? I mean, even Joe Biden, in his diminished mental capacity, I don't think would come up with that. But Barack Obama did, and he gets a pass. I mean, the mainstream media just lets him get away with that. And it's shocking to me. I mean, it even, you know, his AG, Eric Holder, who says, Mark, he insists there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, Attorney General, why are people getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud, right?
Yeah, look, they're willing to lie at the highest levels and in the most blatant ways. And the reason they're willing to do that, Bill, is that the mainstream media will cover for them.
Yes.
If you look at the way this current scandal is being covered, they're outraged that the DOJ has said that charges should be dropped. That's their whole meme on this, their whole narrative on this.
And you got a judge participating in this too, Mark, which shocks me. And I don't know what the heck's going on here.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this where a judge asks for opinions opposite of law enforcement trying to drop charges. In all of my years of practicing law, I've never seen that at any level.
Wow. I mean, this is what it's come down to. But, you know, the thing is, again, ladies and gentlemen, what Mark is referring to, and when you start connecting all the dots, it's like, look at the shroud of all this deception is being pulled back. And the one person you can thank for that is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has shaken up the establishment to such a degree that they're coming out of their holes. They can't help but. And so it's up to us to have a little discernment and some, you know, critical application here in terms of questioning and answers, so that we do get down to the truth here and truly get this country back on track. But look at this. It didn't happen overnight to get this bad, and it's not going to happen overnight to get it good. So this is a forward battle that we need to continue. The convention of the states is part of it. We the people, you know, got to quit shrugging over stuff like this and call it out for what it is. If it includes, you know, praying on the Capitol steps with Franklin Graham or being with those in Pennsylvania who say, hell no, this isn't going to happen. And but what's going to happen is you are going to feel the full force of your constituency right there on your Capitol steps saying we need to open up Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think this is incredibly important right now all over the country. People should go to openthestates.com, figure out where the groups are in their community and support them. If you've been on the edge, if you wonder if this is the right thing to do, just look in the mirror and ask yourself if you trust yourself. Do you trust yourself more than government officials to run your own life? You can decide. You know whether it's safe for you to go out in public personally. If you're at risk, I'm not saying this is a scam, Bill. Plenty of people are dying.
Right.
There's some scary stuff going on out there. The virus is real. The risk is real. But I'm saying that the American people have to be trusted whether or not to take that risk for themselves and their own families. So folks can go to openthestates.com. They can hear more about it on my show at the Mark Meckler Podcast. We got a lot of stuff going on all over the country. Pennsylvania this weekend, California this weekend, all over the country, the stuff is going on.
Excellent. Hey, Mark, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. We got to make this somewhat of a habit, at least once a month, once every 6 weeks or so, most, you know, to have you back on, give us an update, especially with the Convention of the States. Where can they go for more information on Convention of the States? Because what's the number? What are we up to? How many states have signed on now?
19 to go, and they can find out about it and get involved at conventionofstates.com.
And also at Citizens for Self-Governance, right?
Yeah, actually, right now I would say go to openthestates.com. That's really what we're focused on, is getting folks back to work.
Well, let's keep the energy moving, and let's keep it united, ladies and gentlemen, because we got to get this country back on track, and we got to let everybody know we're open for business, and America is responsible to that end. Mark Meckler, President of Citizens for Self-Governance. Thank you, Mark. Take care, buddy.
God bless.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in the U.S. House have put forward a $3 trillion bill that would boost coronavirus testing and would help states cope with the economic fallout from the pandemic. But President Trump says there's no chance it's going to pass.
As they say, DOA, right?
Okay.
DOA, dead on arrival.
The president saying he'd veto the measure if it reached his desk, which it's unlikely to do, as the Senate probably won't even take it up. The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Byrd to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Byrd did sell off large amounts of stock in February, just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into free fall. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Israel Ortega joins us now. Is the national spokesperson for Libra Initiative. Is, how are we doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well, thank you.
I tell you, sad news that we got this morning. Unemployment numbers now over 36 million in total. Not that long ago, record numbers, unemployment, and we're on, you know, the wrong side of the journey. But we can take this away in terms of this bad news that this too shall pass, number one. And if you want to know what people will do, look at what they've done. So we have that spirit behind us. We just need to, you know, take these draconian chains off our economy and get back to work. Look at the damage has been done, you know, by this COVID-19. And I know that Dr. Fauci may take exception to that, but I challenge him because I think, and even Dr. Birx brought this out, you know, here recently, that the information that was given to her by the CDC, information they took to the president to motivate him to shut down the economy, is proving to be less than valid and credible. And I think that in retrospect, when you look back and you consider where these models came from, they came from the same people that gave us the models for global warming. I mean, if you know, to hear them out, what they told us over a decade ago about a fourth of humanity would have been wiped out and maybe half of the world underwater right now. And we're not even close to that. But somehow they have enough credibility to live another day and effectuate the closing and the shutdown of the American economy. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, Bill, I think one of the things that we're beginning to see, I think, which is encouraging, is that some of the states that have slowly begun to reopen, like Georgia and Florida, we haven't seen the big spikes that I think a lot of people were predicting. And so I think to your point, I think there's got to be a way, and that's part of what we're encouraging as an organization, is that we should be looking to reopen the local economies responsibly.
Exactly.
And I think that, states at the local level should be making this call. But I agree with you. I mean, I think that the numbers this morning are so sobering, and you look at the number of people that are, it's not just about a paycheck, Bill. I mean, obviously that is a big deal. Making ends meet, how are we going to make the credit card payments? I mean, all of that is obviously a big, big concern. But also just think about the dignity that comes with
exactly.
work.
Exactly, totally.
And a lot of that is being deprived right now because of what we're seeing with all the business closures.
And that's what we saw. I say we saw it, or we heard the stories, we read about it anecdotally about what happened in the Great Depression. You took away people's ability, to go and work. And, what happened, exactly what President Trump warned about is that you don't want, the solution to be greater than the disease. And I think we're right about there right now with the reports of, increased, mental anguish, that's anxiety that's going on, suicide increase, domestic abuse, all this stuff is a manifestation of people not working. And, this is what President Trump has tried to keep in the forward, consciousness of everyday Americans. Of course, they get it because they live it and they see what's going on. But the way it's, not being reported by the mainstream media or even considered by Dr. Fauci. And whenever he, gives a report, it's all scientific. It's all theoretical. The numbers have been moving all over the place. And then when you look at the numbers and you question them, you go, wait a minute. What do you mean you can assume that somebody's died of COVID-19 when they die, if they've got a slight cold, or there might be a slight consideration that it might be COVID-related? And then on top of that, right. You look at the system and you say, well, wait a minute, you've prejudiced the numbers from the get-go because you're rewarding these hospitals with more money if it happens to be a COVID-related a death or treatment, as opposed to somebody dealing with the flu or some other issue of life.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things you hit on, Bill, is some of the perverse incentives that we are introducing into the COVID-19 recovery efforts. And I think you hit on the hospital and sort of the way that over-reporting, or if you're able to say that some of these deaths were attributed to COVID-19, that certain things will follow. And I'm thinking also about the economic recovery. The legislation that was passed and enacted and signed into law by President Trump. Some of that, there were some perverse incentives with. Essentially, some folks are actually better off collecting unemployment
exactly.
benefits
right.
than working, and I think that's going to slow down the economic recovery.
The recovery,
exactly.
Obviously,
yeah, and it's just it makes you scratch your head. Why would you do that? And unfortunately, Bill, I mean, currently the House is considering like a $3 trillion legislation.
1,800 pages is. 1,800 pages.
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't cause you to go, I don't know what will. And it's all drafted by Nancy Pelosi in the left wing of the party. So what else is that going to tell you?
Yeah. No, it is pretty amazing. I mean, I was looking at some of the reporting this morning about what's in the bill, and It is comical in some ways. There's a lot of some people have been calling it a wish list, a progressive wish list, and it's hard to see it not. But one of the interesting things is that they put in there, all these, basically, demands by the left, you know, things that they've been wanting to do that they haven't been able to do, and they just kind of want to sneak it in there. Remember the SALT deductions? These are it's a provision in the tax code, in the tax bill that was enacted a couple years back, the tax relief that the president signed. But as you know, it there was a provision in there that you know, a lot of these wealthy folks from you know, California, New York, and elsewhere couldn't write off some of the high income that they're earning. And you know, this is something the Democrats have been trying to get rid of for years, and it was introduced into this $3 trillion bill, like you said, 1,800 pages. You know, it's almost like they're hoping that folks won't read the fine print, so they can get in. Yeah, they can sneak in there some of the things that they've been asking for.
Well, you know, the only thing I needed to hear from her is that, you know, in her excited manner, as if she's high on her chocolate ice cream from her very expensive refrigerator, is that, oh, we just have to pass it. If we pass it, then you'll find out what's in it, right?
Right. Yeah. Which is terrible. And that's part of what we're doing, Bill, is we're trying to educate the American people, particularly the Latino community in this country, to realize that, you know, unfortunately, there are some politicians out there that are more interested in you know, trying to be partisan and trying also to use this crisis, unfortunately, as a tool to attack the other side. And you know, that's not the way we're gonna get ahead. You know, we have to really zero in on what's necessary. You know, what's absolutely necessary for an economic recovery. And there may be a role for additional spending, you know, particularly for masks and other, you know, healthcare needs. But some of it, you know, goes back to what we've talked about before in the past, Bill, which is there's a lot of regulations in the books that are actually hampering our ability to recover economically, and for folks who need care to get care from healthcare professionals.
Exactly. Well, a little bit of good news last night out of California. You've got Republican Mike Garcia so far ahead by 17,000 votes. His contestant, his competitor, acquiesced and you know, congratulated Mike Garcia. But I think you know, some of the Democratic operatives are still trying to find some ballot harvest votes sitting around someplace, because I guess they have to give them till Friday, you know, to get the votes all in. But right now it looks like Republican Mike Garcia has taken over the 25th district there in California. So that is really good news. And, of course, Wisconsin was a runaway. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Hispanic impact on the Trump economy going forward. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and Iz Ortega is with us.
Schools and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's no clash between faith and politics. It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
On this National Day of Prayer, America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. Throughout our history, in times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the blessing of belief, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God. I ask all Americans to join their voices and their hearts in spiritual union as we ask our Lord in heaven for strength and solace, for courage and comfort, for hope and healing, for recovery, and for renewal.
You know, our National Day of Prayer has become National Days of Prayer because of all that we're going through right now. And I'll tell you, it is amazing what is going on and how many people are praying. You know, the response online, what is going on, what we hear from the Billy Graham Association and my good friend Tom Phillips, the vice president there, is just astounding. Their national 24/7 prayer line. Online participation and viewership of masses and churches all around the world are just going through the roof. I mean, obviously, America is seeing this as a national issue, an international issue, and that it is spiritual in context. And that's what we have to grasp to. And as I will say this, you know, the Hispanic culture is very spiritually oriented, and they get it. You know, they see what's going on. And when you think about what this COVID-19 has done, how it's impacted our economy and everyday citizens of all races, colors, and creed, it has just transcended the entire body politic. And Hispanics especially are the backbone of small business. I mean, they are being devastated, you know, by this. But they're also determined, at least in my conversation with many Hispanic business leaders, is they're saying to me, look, at I know people want to get back at the Chinese and all that, but look, we want to keep our eye on the goal. And the best way, like I used to tell my son, I say the best form of revenge is success. And the best revenge here is that whether it's Hispanics, Black America, you know, everybody that was participating in this robust economy 8 weeks ago, we come out swinging and we kick butt. Because, you know, like I say, we're Americans, we're not Americans, right? So we can make this happen together. And know this, the passion of Hispanics, man, let's bring out the mariachis. Let's start making up some tamales. Let's get this party going, man. That's the way I am.
Yeah. Well said, Bill. I appreciate that. And I think it's a good reminder that you're right. I mean, we are a special people, and you think back at our country's history, and we've gone through some very difficult times, but we've come out stronger each and every time. And so I'm with you. I agree. And I'm just going to go back a second to those numbers or to the point about Latino small business owners. Stanford had a study that came out just last year, I think, and just noted what you were describing, which is the number of Latino small business owners. But they're saying over the past 10 years, the Latino small business owners grew about 34% mm-hmm. compared to 1% for all business owners in the U.S.
Right.
They're saying that, it accounts for about $2.3 trillion in economic activity in total, which would rank as the eighth largest economy in the world. So these are just staggering numbers, Bill. And obviously, with what's been happening, as you point out, during the last 8, 9, 10 weeks, we've had some difficulties, and obviously Latino small business owners are being adversely impacted by this. But again, I think as we start to responsibly open up again, I do think that that all of the small businesses have the ability to begin moving in the right direction to try to create those jobs that we so desperately need.
Is what I'm seeing in terms of a forecast and a rebound here, just within Hispanic businesses, because that's what I want to focus on for just a few moments here, is that a lot of these are mom-and-pop businesses. I mean, and they know how to manage things. I mean, they're really good at, working their budgets. They've been successful in doing this. And I'm telling you, my gut tells me this, some of the science that I've studied in the past would give this indication as well. But I'm telling you, my forecast in terms of the Hispanic business recovery is going to be stellar. Because of the way, their foundations are. I mean, the way they operate. I see them rebounding much quicker than some of these other businesses that, have relied heavily on, bank support and government support. And that's not saying that it's not, it's all part and parcel. But,
yeah.
Hispanics have a very organic, earthly foundation in their businesses, I think, that really sets them up in such a way for a strong recovery as we come out of this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah,
you see that?
I tend to agree with you, Bill. I think that, I think you're right. I mean, I think for a lot of immigrants, particularly immigrants that come to this country from Latin America, just being resourceful and looking for different ways to make some money, to put some food on the table. I remember my parents, my mom was a high school teacher, in Mexico. But when she came here, obviously with, not speaking the language, she had to figure stuff out, and she realized that she could babysit, for her neighbors. She had a talent of making, some flower arrangements. And that's sort of representative, I think, of what you're describing.
We're the original creators of the gig economy. Are you kidding me? Think about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think you're right. I think, I think the big thing, though, obviously, Bill, is, the economy has to open up, for that to happen, because there's just so much you can do when, if you continue to put restrictions on customers and businesses, it's just going to be hard, and I think it's hard to keep up with all the different permits and all the different rules and all the different regulations. So I think that as hopefully, the science and the testing and all that starts to ramp up, that we're going to hopefully see that response in kind from the local economy.
And the other thing to your earlier point is whether it's Hispanic minorities, mm-hmm. people around the country are realizing, as you talked about regulations, there's only been one modern day president who has dramatically reduced regulations, that has gotten big government out of the way so that small business and business in America can be functioning and humming along. And, well, I'll tell you, I think after the way the Chinese communists have played their hand here, get ready. America is going to expand, and we're bringing a lot of industry back home. And I think this is going to be a grand opportunity for those that aren't afraid to get back to work and that are looking to open up new businesses, whether it has to do in the pharmaceutical sector, in manufacturing. I mean, already the president, what, a year and a half ago, said, wait a minute, how come we're not producing steel anymore? And we're counting on, you know, would-be enemies to supply us steel? What happens if we go to war? Are we going to be choked off from this natural resource? You know, heck no. Let's bring steel manufacturing back. Well, there's so many other core areas, like as we found out, you know, with pharmaceuticals. Here it is. You know, we've helped the Chinese and in hopes that they would come into the world body and be positive players. But no, they can't help themselves. You know, it's like that song. Remember that song about the snake? You know, and that the woman who finds the snake and brings it back to life and everything like that. And then one day the snake bites her and she goes, wait a minute, man, I helped you. I did all this for you. Right. You know, why did you bite me? Yeah. He goes, well, you knew I was a snake. So,
yeah, I've heard that one.
The communists are the communists, man. That's who they are. So why are we surprised?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's funny to, it's funny and sad, you know, the underreporting that was happening, and then people are shocked, you know, about how many people were actually dying of coronavirus in China. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be surprising, you know, when you have state-controlled media. But to your earlier point, which I think is an excellent one, and I wish that the president would get more credit about this, but you're right, in terms of regulations, I mean, the 2-to-1 rule about, you know, for every one rule that you, a regulation you put in the books, you've got to take two out. I mean, that's just amazing, you know, because I think the right politicians on both sides have said you have to do more to cut regulation and red tape, but you know, actions speak louder than words. And
exactly.
I think this administration deserves a lot of credit for reducing a lot of the red tape.
I agree. Initially, that was his goal. He told everybody, hey, look, for every new one, we need to eliminate two. I think now it's like 20, 22 to one now. So for every one, they're eliminating 20.
Right. Yeah,
yes, a huge number. So this is exciting. And we got to continue, which really says a lot about our government, that it's so hamstrung by all these regulations. And of course, we even saw it more pronounced in trying to defeat this, this unseen enemy, with COVID-19. We had to get all these regulations out of the way so that we could get, our experts together to come up with some solutions. And we're doing things at record speed. And I believe, that we'll come up with, some really good solutions here. And the other part too is that, let's not underestimate, and I believe that some of these governors and who have gotten a little fearful and others, they underestimate the miraculous mechanics of our bodies, the way God has created us. This is what herd immunity is all about. We get exposed to this stuff, we build up a resistance, and then we're all the stronger metaphysically as a result of this, and psychologically hopefully as well. But this is what we can look forward to as we continue to work through this, right?
I agree, Bill. I agree. There's an old Spanish saying, from your lips to God's ear.
Yes, amen. He's the national spokesperson for Libre Initiative. Israel Ortega has been our guest. Is, as always, appreciate it. Be well and safe,
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. You got it.
Stay healthy.
You got it.
Bye.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at
food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.